This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. After a summer of reruns and reality programs, the five major networks are rolling out a whole new roster of shows. But Slate's TV critic Willa Paskin says the fall TV season stinks. She joins us to explain why it's so bad. Welcome back to WNYC, Willa.
Thanks for having me.
So, more than 30 new shows being introduced this fall season. And they all stink? I don't like any of them.
It's not a great TV season. It's very difficult to put out a really great show from the very first episode. So some of them might get a lot better, and I'm hopeful that that will happen. But based solely on the first episodes of all these shows, and some of them I've seen two of, there's nothing that's really fantastic yet.
You call your pick for the season's best sitcom, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, almost a good sitcom. It stars Andre Brower and Saturday Night Live alum Andy Samberg. Let's listen to a clip.
This new guy is going to be another washed-up pencil pusher. He's only concerned with following every rule in the patrol guide. Meet Morp Z, robot captain, engage.
Is that what you think?
Hey! New captain alert. You must be the new CEO. I'm Detective Jake Peralta. Great to meet you.
No, don't let me interrupt. You were describing what kind of person I'm going to be. I'd like you to finish.
I loved that scene. Why doesn't it completely succeed for you?
This is the problem with being someone who pays too much attention to television, is I lose a little bit of the joy. I think that scene is really funny, and there was a lot of things in Brooklyn Nine-Nine that were really promising. I didn't think that it was as funny as, say, Parks and Recreation, which comes from the same people who make Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I think Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, hopefully one day we'll get to be as funny as Parks. But in a first episode, we don't know the characters. And so much of the humor on a sitcom comes from knowing the people, sort of knowing their quirks and their weirdness and their line deliveries, and just this feeling that you want to hang out with them. And there's just no way you can get that in a first episode.
Tell me some of your other standouts in this, for you, relatively mediocre season.
Well, I think there's a couple shows that like Brooklyn Nine-Nine have a lot of potential. I really loved this show on ABC called Trophy Wife, which has a very bad name, but was a really polished first episode. And it's about a woman who gets married to a guy who has two ex-wives and a bunch of children, and sort of has to figure out how to be in this new situation and deal with this new family. There's a show on CBS called Mom, which comes from Chuck Lorre, who is the guy who...
I saw that.
Yeah, who makes Two and a Half Men, which is not my favorite show. And I thought that it was surprisingly sloppy and dark and twisted for a sort of laugh track sitcom on CBS. It's about a working mom, recovering alcoholic, single mother, and her relationship with her own recovering addict mom. And it just seemed, it's starring Anna Faris and Allison Janney, who are both really good actresses, and it seemed complicated in the way that situation would really be complicated.
You mentioned Allison Janney on Mom, a critically acclaimed actress. A lot of really good actresses, critics' darlings, are appearing in shows this fall. Margot Martindale on The Millers. You mentioned Rebel Wilson. I loved her in Bridesmaids. Does the acting talent make some of these shows worthwhile in their own right?
I think the thing that's happened because TV has gotten so much better is that there's a lot of actors who weren't necessarily willing to do TV before who are super willing to do TV now because it might turn out to be great.
You describe the way that networks make TV like spending huge amounts of time and money all year individually crafting dozens of Nerf balls, then throwing them at people's heads, hoping they will catch all of them. You say this is a system that's bad for viewers, bad for the shows, bad for the networks. Why is that bad? And if it's so bad, why do the networks keep doing it this way?
Well, the reason I think it's bad is there's so much TV now. So it's really hard to ask anybody to watch three shows, let alone 30, or to sample them. The reason that that happens, I think, is basically because it's just how it's always been done, you know. Networks still deal with advertisers, and advertisers have historically, you know, buy all of their ad buys for months ahead at a certain time of year. You know, the upfronts happen in May, which is when the networks sort of introduce their fall shows to advertisers, and then advertisers buy slots against those shows, and that's just how it's been. And so that's how it continues to be. But it's basically just this vestigial way of doing things that doesn't necessarily serve them or the shows or us. You know, most of us are home in June, too. It would be nice if there was a great show coming in June from ABC, but that's just not what ABC does.
Willa Paskin is Slate's television critic. Thank you so much, Willa.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.